Thank you, Matt. That was absolutely amazing. Okay, good evening, church. My name is Nondu. I've got my cute cue cards to help me today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. That's from Psalm 118, verse 24. So did you come to church this evening with a joyful heart, or is there something that's wearing you down? Have you had a week or weekend that's been full of rejoicing, or has it been a rough couple of months or a rough couple of years? Can I just ask you to take a moment to reflect on how your attitude has been during those wonderful times or during those difficult times? So this evening, I'm going to be speaking about gratitude and about the journey that God has taken me through the past 3 years of gratitude. I was going to title my talk An Attitude of Gratitude, but then I thought, oof, that sounds very pastor-ish. And I can imagine someone like Kyle Johnston saying something like that. Okay, I'm not going to roast anyone tonight. Let me just continue. It's interesting to me that when I turned 30, the depth of my gratitude just changed. It's definitely not something that I was born with. I think I was pretty much a spoiled brat, very fussy and not really appreciating all the blessings that were in my life. And I think for most of us, gratitude is not an inherent virtue. It's something that you are taught, something that you might learn from your parents. And for me, that was certainly from my mum. So back to the time before I turned 30, I was working in Durban. I was a medical officer at RK Khan at a hospital called Chatsworth. And it was a particularly difficult year. I was studying for two big exams. I was studying for my diploma in child health and my primary so I can get into the specialist program. So it was quite an intense period of studying for 6 months, and I was working hard, overtime, quite sleep deprived and very fatigued. And inevitably, I got sick. Are there any medical students in the building? Yeah? Awesome. So then maybe some of you can try to figure out my diagnosis. I've got a tough road ahead, but lots of strength for you. You can do it. So it started off with some night sweats. And let me tell you something about these night sweats. They were drenching. It was like you go to bed and like you step walk, you go jump into the pool and you come back. You wake up in your bed and you are soaking wet. At the moment, I didn't have any loss of appetite or loss of weight, but I was pretty fatigued. And then when the cough started, I knew. And it was just like a matter of proving the diagnosis. For me, that period of proving the diagnosis was quite a frustrating one. There were a lot of delays, specifically lab errors. They'd always say that my samples was insufficient, or they did the wrong test, or the results were indeterminate. So it was a very frustrating period, and I remember I was on call, and I was driving to work, and I prayed in the car, and I was like, Lord, please can you just reveal this to me? I know, I just need proof, so I can just start the treatment and get better. So there was a traffic jam, and I pulled up my phone. I don't advise that you do that. but I did, and I clicked on that PDF, and I saw my result, gene expert positive. So, yeah, I had pulmonary TB in 2019. At that moment, I was filled with a whirlwind of emotions, and one of them being gratitude. Like, I was so grateful that I eventually got the diagnosis. I must have been so weird because I went to the head of department. I was like, look, I have TB. Look, I have TB. just like so grateful that we finally came to the diagnosis. So grateful that it was sensitive to rifampicin. Rifampicin is one of the drugs that you use to treat in the intensive phase. And if the TB is resistant to that, the treatment regimen can be a little bit complicated and sometimes a little bit prolonged. I was grateful that on my chest x-ray, I had like minimal lung disease. And even today, I'm super grateful that I have full effort tolerance. And I enjoy like hiking and exercising and doing all those things. But I just love it in that moment when you're doing something that's so intense and your heart is beating so fast, it feels like it's gonna pop out of your chest and you're breathing so heavily. It makes me feel alive and it makes me feel so grateful that I can move my body. It is his breath that is in my lungs that causes me to pour out his praise. And every time that I sing that song, it means, you know, something that's completely different to me. And I'm just completely grateful and it makes me super emotional. So why am I telling you this? As you heard, I'm a doctor. So I work with children, children who have debilitating illnesses. And it just helps me to put everything into perspective. And not in a way that minimizes my pain or my suffering, and not in any way, hopefully, that will minimize your pain and your suffering. That's valid. But I do think that God calls us to step out of that. Why do you think that God calls us to rejoice always and to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all circumstances? Well, it's definitely not for him. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. For me, I believe that it creates a shift in my heart and in my mind. And instead of being consumed with sorrow or wallowing in misery, we are filled with peace that surpasses all understanding, and we are filled with joy. And that overflows into hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's from Romans 15, verse 13. I didn't make it up. So as you go into your weeks, can you just think of ways that you can rejoice and make gratitude a frequent part of your daily routines and be genuine about it and specific about it? After all, a heart of gratitude is a response to the overwhelming grace of God. I'll say that again. A heart of gratitude is a response to the overwhelming grace of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it.